Welcome to another episode from Takedowns to Breakdowns with A&P, and today we're here to talk about two of my favorite topics, Sabaton and porno, coming together as one.
I mean, those two worlds, they go hand in hand.
I don't think you can have one without the other.
Yeah.
So everybody's familiar with the porn industry and how they like to do parody of movies using names of real movies. You know, like Babe Watch.
Star Wars.
Forrest Hump.
Yeah, those ones.
Humping Miss Daisy. There's a whole plethora of them. So I thought, what about if there is a movie director out there in the porno world who's a huge Sabaton fan and decides to do some movies where he takes names of Sabaton songs and he makes them into like a parody porno movie? Wow. How cool would that be?
The fact that that
maybe not so cool, but you know, whatever.
I was just the fact that that even crossed your mind is pretty sad, but I'm happy we're here.
How is it sad? I just thought like they have so many cool song names, and some of them kind of like lead themselves into like having a porno parody.
Yeah.
So I was like, why not bring?
But the thing about the porno parodies is they only take one word out and they replace it with something.
That's what I did too.
So that's what you did.
That's what I did. I've only changed one word in every single song in order to make it a porno parody.
Okay.
I stay true. Like I didn't go off outside of the beaten path. I stay true to the porno industry. I only changed one word. So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I have 10. These are my top 10. They're not in any order. Like, I just put them all
just
together.
Randomized.
All right. First one, Night Bitches.
Night Bitches. Ooh. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think that's a perfect one. You know what I mean? The plot, I'm not sure exactly what the plot would be about, but I'm assuming is about people at night and some bitches at
and
night.
Some bitches, yeah.
So I'm assuming that's what it's all about. Like, you know, probably driving around, like you're a truck driver. You know what I mean? So at nighttime, you stop somewhere and you get yourself some
Night Bitches. Okay.
So maybe that's where I'm going with. Next, we have 69 All the Way.
Oh, 69 All the Way. Oh, fuck.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.
Fuck, I can't believe they haven't done that one.
69 All the Way.
69 All the Way. Once again, I'm not sure what the plot of the movie would be, but I'm sure it would involve 69.
69, yeah. Definitely.
Actually, every scene would have
a 69. Yeah.
You have to stay true to the
name.
And
you go all the way with it.
All the way. All the way. You walk into the scene already 69, and then you stayed, like the whole thing is 69. It's going to be a very awkward movie, but hey, it's porno. All right, next we have MILFs of Gallipoli.
MILFs of Gallipoli.
I wrote these down, and even then when I read them, I still have to laugh because they're fucking
MILFs
hilarious.
MILFs of Gallipoli. God damn.
Come on.
That is a good one, but that plot would be in, like...
The wives of the soldiers that died.
Have died, yeah. And they are the MILFs of Gallipoli.
Yeah, that's kind of what I know, it sounds pretty sad, but, you know, like, they still need some loving.
Yeah.
You know, they still need some loving. The Attack of the Horny Men.
Yeah. That one, I feel like, out of all of them so far, that's the
most tamed?
Not the tame, but I feel like that's the weakest link so far.
So far? But, you know, it could be that they were zombies, and they were horny zombies. That could be the plot of the whole movie, you know what
I mean? That's true. And all the German soldiers, like, the guests are all women. And then, you know...
Oh, fuck, you went really... You put some thought into that.
No, I just thought of it now.
I hadn't even went there.
The thing is, I thought the whole point where you were going to take...
Oh, you want to stay close to the original?
No, I thought you were going to take the actual battle and everything and just make it... Like, that would be the porn movie.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. But I wasn't thinking too much into it. But yeah, you could do that. Well, that's why the MILFs of Gallipoli...
The MILFs of Gallipoli, yeah.
Yeah, it would work perfectly.
But okay. I think that one is your weakest link.
That's the weakest
link.
One? Yeah. Okay, so next we have MILF Victoria.
Oh, for Primo Victoria. I forgot, like, I'm like, what the fuck song is that?
Primo Victoria. MILF Victoria. Obviously, it has nothing to do with tanks, but it has to do with a MILF called Victoria.
Yeah, but I feel like that wouldn't be a porno name. That would just be, like, an actress.
No, but she's not... Well, her name could be Victoria, but she...
But she's under the MILF category.
She has a whole collection, like, MILF Victoria 1, MILF Victoria 2.
Exactly.
Fuck, it's like the Debbie, the Dirty Debutantes. There's, like, 100 of those.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, next we have Atero Dominatrix.
Oh, fuck. You went far for that one.
Oh, I went through the whole discography.
Just to find names.
Just to find cool names that we can turn into porn movies. Wow. What do you think about this one? Atero Dominatrix.
It's even hard for you to say.
It's even hard for me to pronounce it.
Wow, but that one, okay.
It's almost like the 50 Shades of Grey, but Sabaton.
Okay, I you know what? For that one, you made up for the past two, because I feel like the MILF Victoria one is more of an actress... and the other one is a little bit more tamed.
Okay.
So I think you made up with that one.
Okay, I made up with that one. Next, we have The Art of Anal.
The Art of Anal. Oh, my God. Fuck.
I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a movie I would definitely be down with.
The Art of Anal.
It would be like almost like a, not a documentary, but like a learning, and they, a learning.
It's on TLC.
It would be on the learning channel.
They show you the art of anal, you know?
You know, it's like they had a documentary the other day about the Kama Sutra. So like, you know, it would be along the same lines pictures and
they
videos.
Show you anal bleaching from the Roman times.
Yeah, it's important. Also waxing and stuff
like that. It's just the whole documentary is important things to do with anal throughout the history of the world.
Perfect. Well, that's why it's the art.
That's why it's the art of anal.
All right, next we have Suck and Bite.
I'm trying to remember, what was that? What was
Resistant
that?
Bite.
Oh, Resistant. And you know what's funny? That is actually one of my favorite Sabaton songs, is Resistant Bite. But, Suck and Bite.
It sounds painful.
It does sound painful.
It sounds like it was good at the beginning, but then it went really sour at the end.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Too much teeth.
Yeah.
Too much teeth. All right, next we have Last Dying Orgasm. I mean, if there's a way to go.
I mean, that sounds like... Last Dying Orgasm not only sounds like something from, like, a really weird porn website that, like, you shouldn't be on, but it also sounds like a Lividity song. So, I mean, you really hit both worlds here.
I think this one is an all-encompassing.
I know. It could go for many things, not just porn.
I just don't know how you would make a plot about this movie. Every time you have an orgasm, you die? That's the whole plot of the movie?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's why I'm saying it's on, like, some deep shit, like...
Yeah, it is. Like it's kind of dark.
You need a VPN.
I know. You need at least two VPNs.
At least two VPNs to balance
at least
up,
two VPNs.
And then maybe a Bible to balance out the sin you're committing.
Wow. Oh. All right. I don't even know what to say about that. Last one on my list. The Price of a Threesome.
Okay. I mean, that one's tame, but I mean, I feel like that one's pretty good. That one actually is that's a good name, yeah.
I think that would be a good
name. That is better than The Attack of the Horny Men. But that name was also growing on me, too. So.
The horny men are growing on you?
No. All right.
So you like this last one?
The last one's good, yeah.
Okay, so now that you had a chance to listen to all of them, which one is your favorite?
Oh, which one's my favorite? Well, like I said, the attack one is growing on me, but it's still one of your tamer ones. But here, give me the list. Night Bitches is really good. Night Bitches is very, very good. But I'm going to give you Atero Dominatrix. I'm going to give you that one, you know?
My favorite one is MILFs of Gallipoli.
MILFs of Gallipoli is good. MILF Victoria, actually, after, you know, I'll take Attack of the Horny Men out of there, because MILF Victoria is kind of like...
The most tame?
It's your worst one here on the list, right? Last Dying Orgasm, fuck, that one is really good, though. That one is really good.
Well, it's supposed to be good. I mean, if it's your last dying one, you might as well go big.
But not just that, because it...
Go big or go home.
It doesn't just count as a Sabaton song, but it would count as...
It's a bunch of different things.
A bunch of different things.
It could actually be a name of a tour. Your Last Dying Orgasm.
Yeah.
Featuring Lividity, featuring... you know, what's the name of the other band I'm thinking?
Dying Fetus.
I was thinking also
Aborted
about
Hitler Cock.
Midget Handjob. You can put all of those bands there and you have the Last Dying Orgasm tour.
Yeah.
Hitting a city near you. Skeet skeet.
Skeet skeet.
All right. On that note, guys, let us know your thoughts on this list. Is there a song from Sabaton that would make a great porno movie? As far as the title goes, not necessarily the plot.
Yeah.
Hit us up in the comments section, and we will be dying to see what you have to say. I think I nailed it. I honestly think this is an incredible list.
It's a pretty good list.
But let us know if we missed anything. Hit us up in the comment section, and we'll see you guys at the next video.
See ya.